Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Tomorrow we celebrate the 50th anniversary of one of the most important achievements in human history, when Neil Armstrong first stepped on the moon. 1,000 years from now, I think Armstrong's name will be one of the few from this era that people will know. It has been my fortune to talk with three astronauts in my life. William Thornton was a physician who flew two early space shuttle Challenger missions, researching and helping overcome bone density loss in space among his 60 patents. Jerry Leininger flew on the space shuttle Discovery, then later rode shuttle Atlantis to and from a four-month stay on the Russian space station Mir. But I was most impressed by Mae Jemison, who flew one mission on Space Shuttle Endeavour. She knew early that she loved science. While still young, a family friend who worked in a hospital laboratory took her to visit the lab. At one point, the friend was called away, leaving Jemison alone. The friend's supervisor came into the laboratory and found the strange young girl alone in a restricted area. Mae told me that a typical reaction by such a person would be to abruptly banish the youngster. Instead, the supervisor told Jemison that if she was going to be in a laboratory, she needed to learn proper handling of the equipment and started teaching her. This event accelerated Jemison's interest in science. She graduated from high school at 16 and Stanford University at 20 with degrees in chemical engineering and African and African American studies. Next, she earned her medical degree from Cornell. She later beat out 2,000 other applicants to join NASA's first astronaut class after the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, flying into space 5 years later. While she retired from NASA a year later, she has continued to be an inspiration, blazing trails for others to follow. Mae Jemison may or may not have accomplished all of these things had that supervisor in the hospital laboratory kicked her out when she was discovered there alone. Astronaut Mae Jemison is convinced that the actions of this one person made a huge difference in her life. What can you do to help someone today? That's it for this time. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.